Thank you, Jesus. Sweet presence of the Lord here today. He always does. He meets us here every time in this little backyard in Ocoee. He sets us up to come and worship him and then fills us afresh again because we need it for what's coming. So many things that it's the little things that just kind of blow you away, you know? You know, we see the big things, but sometimes the little things. You know, we were having our worship service Friday night, anointing service, and as I was walking down here, and I was considering the songs which we were, you know, what the Lord wanted to play. And he said, "No, my children are gathered tonight. Come on again. I don't want you to do the Friday night worship service. I want you to do intercessory prayer." And I said, "Okay." So my mind goes, "Well, let's do a few songs of worship and then we'll do prayer." So I thought two songs. And I thought about the warfare songs. I said, "Well, before we do the warfare songs, let's do some Kabbalah songs, just a." And we did the two songs and the computer crashed. Never got to the warfare songs. So they computer messing with it, whatever. It's like the Lord said, I told you just two songs. Sorry. So we got the two songs out of the way and we just did intercessory warfare prayer. So it was, like I said, it was just the simple things in how God intervenes. And, you know, even today, the last one, see, because I don't plan the songs. Whatever comes to me during the time gets released. And then the cloud of glory. And he talks about clean hands and a pure heart. And all of a sudden, it was like, that's about this first psalm. I thought, wow. I mean, these are just the little things in how he orchestrates things, how he establishes. See, if you really ask him, Lord, establish my steps and my thoughts, if we're willing cooperating, and this is just an example because today's teaching is about reaching the heart, and he's trying to reach the heart of humanity. He's trying to reach the heart of his people because the mind is always interfering with the heart. So many people lose it or miss it because the mind is preventing God from reaching the heart. Now we know God can do all things, amen? But this is one of the things he kept sharing with me. He says, so many people miss because they're so distracted, the mind. They're living out of the mind instead of the spirit. You could be spirit-filled, speaking in tongues, casting out devils and everything, and still live out of the mind. And this is what he's trying to bring to us, the awareness of whether we're living out of the mind. And if we're living out of the mind, it's preventing him from accessing the heart. And he's trying to reach the heart of humanity. That's why we have all of this stuff going on. Thank you, Jesus. Would you turn to Psalm 24, please? Verse 3, let's speak it together. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a what? Pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Clean hands and a pure heart. These are abiders of his presence. That's why we worship. That's why we love to worship. We're not worshiping out of the mind. We're worshiping out of the heart because there's a love affair. We are in love with him as he is in love with us. That's the difference between religion and relationship. Religion lives out of the mind, not out of the heart, which we call also out of the spirit. Now, the heart is the character of your spirit. Amen? But you think about that's why the battle is in the mind all the time. Because the enemy is trying to prevent God from reaching the heart. and everything. How many people you know are hard-headed? We all know, we've all been hard-headed at one time, and we still can become hard-headed. And what's hard-headed really mean? That person seems to be very stubborn. But anyways, what it is really truly means is they're preventing God from reaching their heart. And there are believers that are hard-headed, preventing God from reaching their heart. They refuse conviction. They refuse counsel, correction. They eat humble pie with whipped cream every day. And they're getting fat in the spirit, in the flesh, and not in the spirit. Again, what does the enemy try to do? Get people ready for slaughter. Why? In the mind. The battlefield is the mind, isn't it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments were given to you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, your separation unto him, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he rejects this, does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. We should know how to walk and to please God, only with a pure heart and clean hands. And that takes sanctification, so you are separated unto God. Everything you do, you set God before you. God is always before you. Every choice, every decision, everything. See, there are desires of the mind, and there are desires of the heart. And there's a battle between desires. The mind always is looking for something to please the flesh, and the heart's looking for something to please God. Those are two different things. See, so when you're, no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter. You're going to go through it. No matter what mistakes you've made, it doesn't matter. It's going to work to the good. As long as you keep your heart set on the Lord. Amen? Knowing that he's faithful to complete what he started. He's not looking at what you and I have done. Thank God. He's looking at what we're becoming. Amen. We need to live more from the future instead of the past. See, the mind only can live from the past because that's all it has is memory. We're not living out of memory from the past. We're living out of memory of promises from the future. That's a difference. 2 Timothy 2:21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the past or the latter, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Remember, and who you associate with, associations bring impartations. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach in patience, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. See, there are spiritual senses of the heart. And there are carnal senses of the mind. And again, in this, many have lost out because the mind prevents God to reach their hearts. And people become captive in the mind, taken captive by the flesh. It is so important to begin to recognize these things. many of us have family members and people that, you know, that just won't, you know, we get a call from this guy every once in a while. And, you know, we've tried to bring him into the program to get healed and so forth. And I knew him from before BC. And he was in the drug world. He's, you know, he was in my jail class and so forth. And but he just recycles. He just, you know, we call him Frank Sinatra because he wants to do it his way. I do it my way. It ain't our way or it's the highway, you know. It's God's way or the highway. And he just goes in these cycles all the time. And the next thing he's living with some girl. The next thing he's called drunk. And so he calls me the other night. He's, well, you know, my brother and I got in a fight. Well, you still drinking? Yeah. Oh. Well, where I need to go. I need your help. I said, go to Salvation Army. Well, I only got a few $100. I said, good. It will get you there. I said, but you know what? I got them this time. I said, man, you keep rejecting what God trying to give you an invitation to rescue you. Well, I'm a believer. I said, if you were a believer, you'd be following God, not your flesh or yourself. The word believe means to follow. I said, you die in this condition, you're going to stand before God, and he's going to say, I don't know you. I said, how many warnings do you need? Yeah, I'll find a place to sleep. And he hangs up. And then the personator was there because he lost his phone, so he went and knocked on the door of somebody's house. Said, can I use your phone? That person texted me back and said, thank you. You did a great job. She said, he needed to hear this. Again, because he's still living out of his mind. And he's preventing God from reaching his heart. And that's a hardened heart, isn't it? Remember where God hardened Pharaoh's heart. God couldn't reach, but God hardened his heart. Pharaoh was open to almost some of the things God was getting ready to do, but God said, no, not yet. I'm not done with you yet. I need to reveal stuff to my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. What's it say? But even if our gospel, the which is the message of truth, is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. It's amazing how many people say they're believers, but they do not read the word of God. They don't even believe the word of God. Why? Because they live out of emotion and out of their mind. They really don't live out of the spirit or out of the heart. They don't hear God's voice. They don't know his unction. God doesn't have to speak to you. There's an area where there's a knowing, knowing, and knowing. But even if our message of truth is veiled, it's veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age, who's Satan and his kingdom, has blinded. Who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservant for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. I love it. Let's go a little further. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We're what? We're hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body of the dying the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. So no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter. You're going to go through it. And all things are going to work to the good. Amen? The truth of creation and the Creator is blinded in the mind of those who are perishing. So God can't reach their heart for salvation. They can't, they just refuse it. They're so bound about old life and life, they're living in the life of existence and not living in eternal life. That's called present day life. There's a difference between living from the future and to the present and living from the past to the present. But you got to know the promises. If you don't know the promises of God, how can you live from the future to the present? In Romans chapter 12, Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind or your thoughts, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Wow. To renew or to reconnect and align our thoughts or mind with the thoughts of his words. We require to request from God every day, Lord, give me, I exchange my thoughts for your thoughts. Establish the mind of Christ in me. So I do not live out of the mind of the carnal, but I live out of the mind and thoughts of Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, it doesn't obey according to the will of God. For it is not subject to the law, nor indeed can it be. So your carnal mind ain't never going to change. It's going to always resist the mind of Christ. No matter what you do. I don't care if you have a mind transplant. It ain't going to work. I don't care if you're hypnotized. I don't care whatever you do. It's not going to change. You must exchange your carnal mind for the mind of Christ every day. We must live out of the Spirit, not out of the carnal mind. Amen? Hallelujah. Carnal minded is death. It's blocking access of God to reach the heart. You know, many times, that's why trauma, chaos, people's lives, it breaks through the mind. Unfortunately, God has to use it to break through the mind to reach the heart. So that's why we're seeing all kinds of stuff going on right now. Many people are not allowing God to reach the heart and are becoming rebellious towards God and angry towards God. Why are you doing this, God? Thank God he's doing this. He's exposing evil, although many people still don't get that because they're still living out of the mind. They still believe the false prophets of the media, which are liars. They have no carnal, they have no spiritual understanding. Everything they do is carnal. Then they lie about and make up their own stories. Then they get sued. And they're losing every battle so far. Trump's getting very wealthy, you know, just by suing the media. Hallelujah. So traumas and chaos seems to be the only way they can reach the heart of humanity. You know, think about it. When things get disastrous, when all kinds of stuff starts happening, people get united because the heart becomes open to God or open to another truth instead of the lies. Maybe there is something about this, you know. Some people just won't change until it hits their front door. Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has a promise saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are not that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So you're not supposed to be shaken. The only thing we're shaking is in God's presence. Doing the Holy Ghost shuffle. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. This is why we're seeing a global shaking. Evil is being exposed. Is going to be pushed back. God's going to release his glory. The body of Christ will be glorified. The world will have a large harvest of souls. People will have that opportunity. Why? Because chaos, trauma, all kinds of things is going to sweep through the world. But it ain't going to touch me and you. In fact, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. They're going to lose it, put it right in my bank account. Praise be to God. We're going to send more books out, Bibles and prayer books and more marketing advertisement for the kingdom. We're going to establish the Fields of Grace Operation Project. Hallelujah. God's got a plan and we're in it. Again, this is global shaking in Colossians chapter 1. What's it for? So that peoples can get broken, reaching the heart of humanity. You know, Bible calls stubbornness witchcraft. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians 1, verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from which God was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. You know, you and I carry the mysteries of God. Think about all the things that you've learned since you've been a believer. Never known about these things. It's like, wow. Especially demons and all the other stuff. It's like, whoa. All these things. Now you're able to fight what you can't see because you can see them now. Now you're in the warfare in the spirit. Now you're able to be protected. Now you can become more than a conqueror and a third dimensional warrior. Verse 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Praise God. Psalm 34, and verse 11, please. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is a man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off from the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a what? Broken heart, which is open, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of every single one. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broke. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. What a promise. Many of the afflictions of the Lord, of the righteous, are on us, but God delivers every single one, no matter what, even when it's your fault. There's a thing that connects. Repent, activates the blood. Lord, I'm sorry, I really blew it. I did a stupid thing. Okay, I'll fix it. Thanks, Dad. Next. He's always fixing everything. He's a fixer-upper. And you don't need no commercials. Reaching the heart. Why? So we stop living out of the mind. Stop allowing your thoughts, your imaginations, your emotions, your feelings to dictate choices and decisions. But this is how I feel. I don't care how you feel. What's God saying? That's how the devil plays with people. They live out of all the other stuff which is attached to the world. We are to be disconnected from the world. That's called sanctification. We are sanctified unto the Lord. Doesn't mean we're not going to make a mistake. But when we do, we repent. It's that simple. Don't let the enemy beat you up. And don't hang around those who are oppressed all the time. Sheesh. Amen? Hang around those of peace, joy, and righteousness who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering that is present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Well, hallelujah. There it is. Done, over with. Highlight it, seal it, and star it. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God. Who's that? Us. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's what God's preparing us for. Things are going to change, I'm telling you. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Yes, we could all use a new body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance or endurance. The glory that's in us is going to come forth. We're going to be changed. We're changing every day. The mirror won't tell you that. So don't look in the mirror. Just tell them you're getting older every day, that's all. Psalm 95. I don't even know who's in my mirror. Glory to God. It's like I go in a mirror and it's like, where'd you come from? What happened to your hair? It's all those wrinkles, man. Hallelujah. Thank God God loves me, because I sure don't. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it's a people who always go astray in their hearts. They do not what? Know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Wow. Why? Because they're still living out of their mind, not out of the spirit. The mind, that carnal mind, is still preventing God from accessing their heart. But there is a rest and there's a peace in a place where God has your heart. Every day I exchange my heart for his heart. It doesn't matter what. Lord, I exchange my heart for your heart, Lord. Let me know your heart. Amen? Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Maintaining fellowship, keeping fellowship, it's encouraging to each and every one. The enemy loves to get sheep away from the flock and then chew them up. Colossians 2, verse 1, and we'll close here. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knitted together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden in all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus Lord, so walk in him, rooted in what? Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in him. Amen. Doesn't matter what your neighbors say about you. Doesn't matter anything. Just doesn't matter what's going on. It's going to work to the good because you're more than a conqueror. And you're not living out of the head, the mind, the flesh. You're living out of the heart and the spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal what we've learned with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit so that it may be brought to remembrance so we may overcome every circumstance, trauma, trial, and tribulation with peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.